the Holy Roman Empire, the false form of Christianity, began to persecute the true church. And the most massive persecution yet came during the Middle Ages. When I say massive, I mean massive. According to historian John Dowling, a reputable historian, the Roman Catholic Church put to death 50 million heretics between AD 606 and the mid-1800s. Many of them true Christians. 50 million. Murderous was that period of time. The reformers came along, denounced the Catholic system of indulgences and works righteousness. In the time of the Reformation, the 1500s, the response from Rome was vitriolic and violent, and of course, added to the 50 million that were slaughtered during that time. Godly leaders like John Huss, Hugh Latimer, William Tyndale, Patrick Hamilton, George Wishart, many others, martyred for their faith. It was Huss, secured to a stake where he would be burned, said with a smile, "My Lord Jesus was bound with a harder chain than this for my sake. Why then should I be ashamed of this rusty one?" When asked to renounce, Huss declined, saying, "What I taught with my lips, I now seal with my blood," and gave testimony to the glory and honor of Christ and the truth of the gospel in his death. And that's what Jesus said would happen. It'll turn out for your testimony, because the Spirit will show you what to say. Triumphant testimony of John Huss has been the cause of the conversion of who knows how many countless thousands through history. He died, by the way, singing a hymn as the flames engulfed his body. No other religion has this kind of history. In many places in the world today, believers continue to be persecuted. Muslim and Hindu-controlled countries, especially Africa and the Middle East, especially murderous toward Christians. Though other nations such as communistic states are also antagonistic, and during the development of communism, Christians were massacred wholesale.